Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto has emphasized that celebrations marking the 80th anniversary of Indonesia's independence should be modest and focus on public service, urging officials to avoid extravagance. The President made the remarks in Bandung, West Java on Thursday in response to media inquiries about the list of foreign leaders he plans to invite to the August 17 commemoration at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta. Moving on to the National Disaster Mitigation Agency that announced 77 forest and land fire monitoring posts in central Kalimantan province are ready for operation to strengthen the monitoring and command system on the ground. The agency's head of Disaster Data Information and Communication Center, Abdul Muhari, stated on Friday that the posts located in all forest and land fire prone areas are operated by a ground task force. That was this line from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time, or GMT plus 7. So it means Indonesia Today is available not only on voinews.id or RRI Digital, but also on RRI Net, on the website rri.co.id or UCTV. As always, I'm presenting various information, programs, music, everything's about Indonesia. And later we have a special VOI talk about shopping trend. Well, which shopping trend are you in? Well, let's find out the shopping trend in Indonesia later on VOI talk. Only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Ya ku demam. strategically lies in the heart of Coral Triangle. Doubt is a diver's paradise. Indonesia's underwater has so much to offer. Its beauty is unparalleled. Indonesia has raised the bar in implementing health protocols for diving activities. Nothing is left to chance, so that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge yourself to the next level. Maybe a visit to the remnants of history. Or explore the best muck diving site in the world. Prepare to be mesmerized by unique and exotic marine life. Such a paradise for macro photographers too.
Of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listeners, welcome back to Afternoon VOI Talk. Today we're diving into an everyday phenomenon that reflects deeper shifts in our society. Shopping trends in Indonesia. From the growing love for malls to the rise of viral behaviors like Rohana Rojali trend. What do these patterns say about us as a society and how do they affect our economy? To explore this, we are joined by Pak Rahmat Hidayat, a sociologist from Jakarta State University, and Pak Emil Rahman, an economic observer from Al-Azhar University. I'm Unika, and this is VOI Talk. Hello, Pak Rahmat. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Glad to have you here. And how about you, Pak Emil? How are you?
Hello, Miss Unika. I'm good.
Hi, we are joined now by all of this observer and also, you know, just sociologist and also economic observer to discuss the current topic today, the shopping trend in Indonesia. First, I want to ask Pak Rahmat, what makes Indonesian love going to malls, Pak? What do you think?
Well, thank you. This is the interesting question, and I think from my point of view as a sociologist, mall is not only for the economic activity but also for the social life. You know, this is one of the public spare, everyone can engage, you know, can meet together, can make, you know, have a lesser time every weekend, you know, getting with the family, getting with the peer, the friend, you know. So it's connecting to, you know, it's how we can consumption, meet in the cafe, you know, in some of the culinary. So, I mean, mall not only from the economical perspective, but also it is social life, you know, social life, we can lesser time, you know, for the everyday life situation, you know. This is very interesting, and every people can meet together and they are have fun, you know, make a meeting or maybe something like watching film together in the cinema. So this is connecting social life and also lifestyle, you know, urban lifestyle in some place in the big city. So that's my point of view about mall, from economic to the social life and from economic to the lifestyle activity.
Okay, so because of mall is a form of a social place, it is a place for people to engage with another person, yeah, with their family, with their friends. I have a question following up to this answer for Pa Emil. And if that happened, a lot of people going to mall, but what happened when they not making any purchases? Does that affect our economy?
Yes. Thank you. When visitors to shopping centers only browse, you know, without making purchases, can have significant impacts, sure, particularly on retail businesses. The most immediate negative effect is a drop in revenue, okay, as the low sales may not be enough to cover operating costs, such as rent or staff wages and inventory management. And then if this pattern continues, physical stores may experience financial losses that could lead to downsizing or closure. Even furthermore, low product turnover can create inventory challenge, often forcing retailers to over heavy discounts to clear stocks, or maybe which further erodes the profit margins. So regarding this online shopping transactions too, it can make the impact with the rise of the e-commerce itself, okay? With the convenience of online shopping, consumers often use shopping centers to physical see, you know, try or compare products before ultimately buying them online, where prices may be lower and delivery is easier. So this behavior known as a showrooming, okay, reflect a shift of shopping pattern driven by the digital technologies, and online platform frequently offer a more variety of product and even discount promotion and maybe home delivery option to cut the traditional brick and mortar store struggles to compare with. So I think the from the economic perspective, people going to the mall without making purchases reflect is a mismatch between supply and demand, and can indicate several underlying trends or challenges in consumers' behavior in the retail environment. So this behavior suggests that either consumers lack purchasing power or being more price conscious, or that the goods and services offered do not align with their preference or needs. It could also reflect shift in consumption pattern, like Mr. Rahmat Hidayat says, this is how people just not going to mall only just for buying. So maybe it's well, they only just fulfill their needs about lifestyle, something like that. So such the move toward online shopping, which already I've said before, where consumers use shopping center for product exploration, but complete transactions digitally, in this sense, shopping centers are being used more as showrooms rather than direct point of sales. I think that's from the economic perspective, just for generally.
And because you mentioned about the shift in the behavior of shopping, we are now shifting to online shopping, just like you mentioned. And yes. What do you think, how does this behavior will affect the entrepreneurs, especially those in, to be specific, retail and food and beverages industry or sectors?
Yeah, we already know in this 21st centuries, people already use the technology for everyday life. So this is about the transformation from the traditional financial system into modern financial system. So everything is already changed. People cannot like, oh, I'm going to choosing only just manual. No, it's already like, it's not an optional, but it's a must. If you just cannot following the trend, so you cannot be like losing everything. You know, you can't be like living without bringing anything. So, like from the entrepreneur say, is this phenomenon linked? If we say about the from the entrepreneur, but particularly. Those in retail is substantial. Entrepreneurs depend on consistent sales, okay, to cover operational costs such as rent and whatever it's like the lack utilities. In many cases, especially in large urban shopping center where rental fees are high, the lack of customer spending can quickly erode profit margins. Even with the high foot traffic, low conversion rates lead to reduced revenues. So. Forcing entrepreneurs or to over heavy discounts, it might be the cap for the harmful for profitability. And additionally, the entrepreneur unsold inventory ties up capital and increases storage costs, particularly for products that are. I think that's I'm going to say about the from the impact on the entrepreneur side.
Very interesting. Now we're back on the sociology aspects to it. Let's talk about the conventional way of shopping, because we've been talking about online shopping, but I want to know more about the conventional way of shopping, going to shopping centers. And there are this, you know, saying of Rohana rombongan hanya nanya or Rojali rombongan jarang beli trend on society. And what is the impact of this, Farahmat?
Well, this is an interesting topic, and I think there are one more concept, not only Rohana, Rojali, but also there are Rochita. Rochita is it's mean rombongan rombongan cuci mata, rombongan cuci mata.
Yeah.
So there are three: Rohana, Rojali, and Rochita. But I think, from my point of view, this is not a new phenomenon, right? So if we look in the era of 90s, so we know it's in English translation, it's like window shopping, right? So. At the time, we can look how many people they are going to mall center, to the commercial place, and just look something interesting, And then they are changing situation. As Emil mentioned, they are changing shape of the consumption or, urban. From my point of view, they are changing urban consumption in some of the big cities in Indonesia. So I think... I mean that it's changed by the transition, as I mean, changing from the traditional type of consumption. We go to we are going to mall shopping, and then changing to the online platform, it's called, as Emil mentioned, about e-commerce. And this is the significant changing from the urban consumption. Situation, because many of people, particularly your generation, Gen Z, they are changing from the shopping in from mall center to the online platform. This is very interesting. Why? Because they try to more rational and. What the reason they choose the online shopping in terms of, there are many promotion, there are many discount, this like something like free for sending package to the delivery. This is more easy. Everyone can use their gadget to make a transaction. So it can change how. Now in the urban consumption style, look as a commercial place, but around the mall there are something many place for the cafe, for the culinary. It is very interesting, and many people when going to the mall, they are just looking interesting in some place in the some outlet. But they are just looking what's interesting, They're asking, is there any discount, promotion? But they didn't to make decision to buy something. But the priority activity, they go to, you know, to cafe, they go to the food court, you know, some culinary place. So they're just meeting together, getting together with the family, with the friend in some place. So this is changing urban consumption from the traditional activity to the digital platform changing situation. So that's my comment.
And why does this phenomenon happen in the first place from a sociological perspective?
Yeah, this is, I think, because now we live in the social media digitalization, right? So now everything can be viral in the real time, I think. So if we look in last of maybe 2 weeks ago, we more familiar with the mention of the Rohana, Rojali, and Rochito. I think it is supported by the social media, and everyone can talk Rojali. But I think one interesting also, in the every weekend we can look in some place, big mall in Jakarta, in particularly, we can look. There are many people going to the mall every weekend because they look. Mall is one of the, you know, it's a cheap public space, you know. So for the middle class, they just go to the mall to, you know, to getting together, to lesser time, have fun. But for the high class, every weekend maybe they can go to the Bandung, you know, to go to Puncak or staycation, you know. But the community in the middle class, they go to the mall just for, you know, eating together, to make a coffee, you know. It's more a simple activity, but it's changed the consumption for the people in the urban area, you know. And when they go to the mall with some family together, they try to in lunch together or dinner together, and then they're walking in some place in front of the shopping area. So they're just looking, this is an interesting place, a clothing or maybe something, and they just ask to the staff how much the price, and they have any discount, they have any promotion. So it's then called as Rohana, Rojali, and Rochita. But the main activity, they didn't go to the shopping area. They go to the, you know, to the culinary activity, to lesser time, to cinema, a cafe, etc. So that's some of the changing situation in the urban consumption.
That is actually very interesting, because as a Gen Z or a youth myself, I'm saying that all of the insights from Pak Emil and Pak Rahmat is actually true, because I'm still doing the going to the shopping mall and socializing with my friends, but I'm also doing the online shopping. Fun fact, actually, a lot of us Gen Z, we like to go to the shopping mall, especially girls, because when we're going to the shopping mall, we can test makeups and skincare on our own, and we can know how's the texture, how's the color. But then when we want to do the purchase, we're going to do it online because <Yeah. laughs> it's much cheaper. So I think I'm really relating to all of those states that you guys mentioned. But I want to know, based on the stories and the shifting of the behavior of consumers, Pak Emil, how can entrepreneurs adapt to this? Because you mentioned about discounts, seasonal prices, but how can the entrepreneurs adapt to this shifting in behaviors and also online shopping? What do you think about this?
Okay. Yes, Ms. Unika, I just wanted to continue with Mr. Rahmat says about the shopping centers. Right now it's full of people, like you say, Rohana, Rojali, and anything. But how about we think the opposite? Okay, the opposite. If the shopping center or the mall is empty, Okay, so it's more deeply problem. I think like we can't see this in Glodok, in Indonesia, in Glodok. It's already nobody going there. That's more far worse than that. But I think everything is going to be just suitable if people still going into the shopping center recently. Okay, so but one thing that we should know in it is only for refreshing our information that in India in 2003 there is a chaos in grand opening some shopping centers mall, okay, in Khadabad, yeah. So where the people going to mall, but they doing something like even more terrifying looting, riots, and destructive. So I think in Indonesia the behavior is still is normal. So Ms. Unika, what should the entrepreneurs do? Need to strategically adapt the evolving retail environment shaped by digitalization and changing customer behaviors itself, like I said before. So what should entrepreneurs do first is adopting an omnichannel approach. It's essential. Integrating physical stores with online platforms such as e-commerce, like I said before, websites, social media shops, you know, and mobile apps to offer customers a seamless shopping experience where they can browse, buy, or return product their preferred in channel that they want preferred. So and then the entrepreneurs should do the enhancing the in-store experience. This is also critical because entrepreneurs should create engaging, you know, personalized and memorable interaction like interactive displays, product demonstrations, or workshop that online shopping cannot easily replicate. And then leveraging data and analytics allows businesses to understand customer preference or buying patterns. Okay, so it should be enabling target market. And also entrepreneurs should do offering flexible payment options, including like e-wallets, barcodes to the product, if it is products, not services. Also a QR code like and other digital payment nowadays available and already used by almost Gen Z or even 60% people in Indonesia itself. So the installment plans alongside convenient delivery or click and collect services reduce purchase barriers and meet modern consumers' expectation. And then we can say entrepreneurs should do the building strong customer relationship through loyalty programs, active social media engagement, and personalized communication for brand trust and repeat business can also related to what entrepreneurs can do. And lastly, entrepreneurs should innovate and diversity by exploring additional revenue streams, such as hosting even providing complementary service or partnering with other brands to attract more visitors and for surely increase the income. So by combining these strategies, all that strategies, like I said before, entrepreneurs can be better compete in today's hybrid retail market. We can say now it's a hybrid retail market and convert window shoppers into loyal customers. I think that's what should entrepreneurs do.
I believe all of the entrepreneurs that are watching, the VR listeners who are happen to be an entrepreneurs, are very grateful for the advice that you've been telling us, sir. And clearly, shopping trends, yes.
Yes, yes.
Because just like you said, we are living in a hybrid climate. We should say hybrid climate of shopping behaviors and also shopping trends. But clearly shopping trends in Indonesia are not just about consumer habits. They reflect economic shifts, social patterns, just like what Pak Rahmat said, and evolving lifestyle of urban communities. Thank you so much, Bapak Rahmat dan Bapak Emil, for your insights today. Thank you very much, Pak.
Thank you.
Pak Rahmat. Bye-bye. Yeah, thank you. See you again.
VOI listeners, that was our talk on shopping trend in Indonesia with sociologist Rahmat Hidayat and economic observer Emil Rahman. I'm Unika. Thank you for listening and see you on the next VOI talk.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Once upon a time, the angels did not hear. In the legend of Tutumenden, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mama Nua, a young farmer. Mama Nua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mama Nua make a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mama Nua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mama Nua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tutumenden ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. Away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, when the light reveals the beauty of Tors Minahasa. Behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation.
Sisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. The darkening and yet golden sky is not the death of its beauty. The sunset in Likupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupang. Come to your true home.
Already home. No, I'm falling. love in Jakarta. Baby, so falling in love in Jakarta. Satu lagu tak cukup jelaskan dalamnya cintaku. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta.
VOA listeners and RRNet viewers, I wish I could stay here longer, but unfortunately it's time for me to sign up from the show. And you're enjoying a song by Alvin Joe, Falling in Love in Jakarta, that you can rewatch on our YouTube channel, VOI Official, from Voice of Indonesia's music program, The Station. That is always greeting you, giving you various latest singles, various brand new, newly released ear-catching songs that are too good to miss. And I hope you're enjoying the program Indonesia today, and make sure you keep tuning in the program on RRNet every Monday to Friday at 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time or GMT plus 7. So I'm Rahma, signing out from RRNet. Stay tuned on Indonesia Today.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRNet.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Only in Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Menginginkanmu ada di sini. hembusan nafasku. Merindukanmu, sungguh aku rindu kepadamu.
Kasih,
andai waktu dapat kuputar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang berbeda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya. Aku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang berbeda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan. Sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya.
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various